This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkell. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. The Commission has also directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR 2026. It has instructed the state administration and police to ensure adequate manpower, smooth conduct of hearings and maintenance of law and order, with strict action for any non-compliance. The ECI has directed DGP of West Bengal, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, all district collectors, all other police commissioners and all SPs to ensure strict law and order during SIR. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture: application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will not use force to take control of Greenland, but reiterated his demand that Washington be given ownership of the Arctic island. Addressing World Economic Forum in Davos, U.S. President said he is seeking immediate negotiations to discuss the acquisition of Greenland. Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a U.S. ally. The U.S. and Denmark are among 32 North American and European countries which form the military alliance NATO. Trump has repeatedly raised the idea of acquiring Greenland from Denmark. Traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisina Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. Traffic will not be allowed beyond the roundabouts at Darashiko Road, Krishna Menon Marg and Suneri Masjid in the direction of Vijay Chowk during the rehearsal hours. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of the five-match series at Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur last night. With this win, the men in blue took a 1-0 lead in the five-match T20 series against the Black Caps. In badminton, India shuttlers will be in action in round 16 at Indonesia Masters 2026 today. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will face Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.